I want you to get your Bibles out this morning. I want you to take your Bible and turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 31. I'd like for you to stand, please. One verse this morning, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 31. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You know, Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31 is a very familiar verse that has offered much encouragement to many of a discouraged saint. Can you say amen? You will often find this verse in a devotional book. Sometimes you'll find it posted on a church sign or printed on the Christian's t-shirt. What I want to do this morning is just take a few minutes and look at this verse devotionally, not necessarily in its historical or doctrinal setting. And I want to tell you something before I have you pray and have you seated here this morning. I was actually in Jackson Friday having supper in Perkins Restaurant. Any of you ever been to Perkins? Yeah. They tempt you with that case of pies and cakes before when you go in there. I suddenly stopped what we were doing. I looked over at Darby and I said, hand me a piece of paper. Now, Darby's been with me all these years. She knew what was going on. And she got the paper out. And I do that riding down the road. I do that. You know, that it's not always how the Lord gives me a message. But every once in a while, he'll come on me like he hit me in the face, man. Just take it down. This is it. And I started taking it down. I believe the Lord began to speak to my heart about this wonderful passage. And I'm excited and to be able to hopefully encourage somebody here this morning with it. I don't like to enter the pulpit unprepared. I would have loved to enjoy three or four more days to work on this message. But I've learned over the years, folks, that all the preparation time in the world cannot replace obeying God and doing what he's asked you to do. So that's what I'm going to try to do. The title of my message this morning is God's Strength for the Weary. God's Strength for the Weary. Brother Dan, would you pray and everybody can be seated. Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord, for your people gathered here today.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to bless for be one of those that is lost. We ask God that you heal that heart.
Yes, Lord.
To see their needs, salvation. Father, we ask, Lord, that you bless Brother Dennis. God, just use him as a conduit. God, you can speak through him.
Yes, Lord, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Lord, open our hearts and God can see what you have for us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask, God, you just bless and have your way.
Yes, Lord.
May the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, we ask for you to just bless. God, have your way today. Lord, we love you and we thank you for loving us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask you to bless now. God, may the rest of the service, everything that the Lord said and done, may it bring glory and honor.
Amen.
Father, once again, Lord, your pastor said many times, God, if you're not here, Lord, we've met in
vain. Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen. Thank you. You may be seated here this morning. Now, the promise, listen to me, the promise that is given in this verse is the promise of God to strengthen the weary. But this is a conditional promise, so if you need God's strength here this morning, you need his strength to face a difficult situation, you're going to have to do what God tells you to do in that passage in order to get strength. Now, what I've done is I've looked at that passage in seven words you find in this scripture, in this one verse, jump out at me. These are the words we'll be focusing on this morning. I want to call your attention to these words and then we'll get into the message. First of all, you'll see the word weary in that verse. You see it? And then you'll see the word faint. Then you see the word strength. And then you'll see the word walk. And then you'll see the word run. And then I like this final word. Then you'll see the word mount. So let's start with the lowest and go to the best. How about that? The first word I want to call your attention to is the word weary that you find in that passage. You know what some synonyms for the word weary are? Tired, Anybody here this morning tired? Bet you vacation Bible school people are tired. Another one is worn. Anybody worn? You're spent. That's another one. Exhausted. You know, the hardships of life can make you weary. What did Job say about it? You know Job. You know what he went through. He said, my soul is weary of life. Anybody ever just have life just dump it all on you and just get tired of living? Of course you do. Every once in a while you get tired of living, if you're honest. And you say, well, I've never got tired of living. You ain't went through much. Job goes on to say, I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. He said, my soul's bitter. You ever feel bitter in your soul because of all this mess you have to go through? What did Paul have to say about it? 2 Corinthians 11:27. He's describing what he goes through for the Lord. And he says, in weariness and painfulness, and watchings often, and hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness. Now, that's not the charismatic crowd there. That's not Joel Osteen, you know, every day's Friday and all that mess. This is a man that's really sold out to God, and he's telling the truth. Life is tough, and it's painful, and it will wear you out sometimes. Doing right and seemingly seeing no results can wear you out. Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I do want you to notice that connection in this verse that we just read. In that one verse we just read, you find the word faint and weary together. And then you find the word faint and weary in that one. And then another one. In Deuteronomy 25:18, it says, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast, notice how it's used, faint and weary, and he feared not God. Now, you know what you'll do sometimes? You just get tired. It's just one thing after another, one thing after another, one thing after another. You know what we have a saying out in this world? We say, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like I can take so much, and I can take so much, and I can hold up, and I can be strong. And listen, some of you are stronger than me, and I may be stronger than some of you, but everybody, listen to me now, everybody in here this morning, outside of the grace of God, you've got your breaking point. Don't you come up here to me and talk to me about how mentally and physically and all strong you are. I know, compared to me, you may be real strong. I may be a weakling compared to you, but I'm telling you right now, no man is an island. And there's some, and God wants to turn the crank up a little bit on you and turn that thing. He can make it tight enough on you where you will say, uncle, submit, tap out. I can't take it no more. Everybody, listen to me this morning. Everybody's got their breaking point. I don't care how bad you are. Everybody's got their breaking point. Sometimes we just get tired. You ever just get tired? Maybe it's no particular reason. You're just tired. But then you go to that next word. It goes from weary to faint. You know what it means to faint? It means to fall out or pass out from weakness. Now, then it's progressed. It's not just, listen, when I go from being weary to fainting, I go from being tired and hindered to incapacitated. I'm out. I want to tell you that I know a little bit about fainting. Thank God it's been several years since I fainted, but I'm a fainter. Now, that may scare some of you now, because you say, well, if he faints, how are we going to get him up? It'll be like that commercial. He's falling and we can't get him up. But I'm a fainter. I remember one time when I was a teenager, we had hauled hay several days in a row. I earned a lot of money hauling hay, and I played basketball on the basketball team, and I'd get home and get me something to eat and change my clothes and haul hay to 8, 9 o'clock at night by the tractor lights and all. And I'd done that for several days, and I just got dehydrated. Went out in the field, first load of hay, out. They said I was out for about 5 minutes. I remember one time I got a very, very bad stomach virus. Me and Darby hadn't been married long, and I tried to get up out of the bed. I said, I'm going to the bathroom. And I woke up sometime later, and she was on the phone with my mom. I could hear her talking. She said, I was talking to you and you were looking at me like that. I said, I didn't see you. I remember one time they were taking my blood, and I had been sick and they were taking my blood, and I'm all right with it now over the years because I'm a diabetic and I'm used to that. But there was a time, buddy, it was a bad ordeal to take my blood. And it's not the pain. I'm not even scared of needles. I'm not scared of the stick. But let me tell you what I've learned to do. When I go get my blood taken, if the thing's over here, I'm looking that way. Because you can stick me, you can punch me with a screwdriver, you can do whatever. I don't care. But if I look over there at that little tube thing and my blood's going bloop, 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 son, it's on then. Oh, man. A room starts spinning, brother. Ooh, somebody bring the cold washcloth. You know what happens when you faint? Symptoms. You get dizzy, lightheaded. Sometimes you experience nausea. Your field of vision turns white or black. You get those cold sweats, clammy skin. You get pale, rapid heartbeat. I sort of feel a little funny right now. Need to move on to the next point. You know what? I might need one. You know what some general causes of fainting are? You can faint for several reasons, but general causes. Heat. You get too much heat. They're like a heat stroke or something. You know what? Why you faint in life? Too much heat. Too much pressure. You're just out there in it too long. And you go out. Another reason why people faint is because of dehydration. It's a loss or a lack of what you need. You lose your sodium. You lose your potassium. You know why we faint? We get out of the Bible. We get out of church. We're not praying like we ought to. We lose our hope. We lose our vision. Sometimes we lose our faith. Sometimes people faint because of emotional distress, what's called a panic attack. Now listen, don't you make fun of people that have a panic attack. I ain't had one in a long time, thank God, but I've had one before. You think you're going to die. You say, what are you scared of? I don't know. You just think you're going to die. It ain't nothing in particular, but if that thing ever wakes you up out of a sleep and your heart's beating and you're feeling lightheaded and you get tight in your chest and there's nothing wrong with it, it's just a panic attack. And it will cause you to faint. You know what that is? That's emotional distress. Some of you just under so much emotional stress and you just have so much on you, it'll get you weary, then it'll knock you out. You know what you do? You collapse under the burden. Some people faint because they have a sudden decrease of blood pressure. You get up too quick. Any of you ever just jumped up out of a chair out of bed for too quick and all of a sudden you start? Anybody besides me ever felt that? Your blood pressure just hits bottom when you jump out. Feel a little weird down your arms, and it's like, these nurses could tell you the medical name of it. I don't know, but it's your blood pressure dropping down. You know what it is? You're getting up too quick. Too much is demanded of you. You got to move too quick, and you're barely moving as it is. You know why people faint? Heart problems. Just got a weak heart. You could have a broken heart here this morning or a divided heart to cause you to faint. Another reason people faint is because their blood sugar drops. You know what? You know why you faint when your blood sugar drops? You need some sugar. You need some milk. You need some encouragement. You need somebody to just tell you that they love you. And give you some attention. Now listen, don't worry. This ain't no mushy Brother Dennis coming in here now. We're going to turn this thing into some kind of humanistic thing. Don't you worry. Mean old tough Brother Dennis ain't went nowhere. If you want some bark-busting sermons, you just stay around. They're coming to a theater near you. But this morning is about comfort and help. And every once in a while, we just need to be encouraged. When my sugar bottoms out, I am a diabetic. When my sugar bottoms out, I don't need you telling me, you should have checked it better. You should have ate a candy bar before you come up in here. No, what I need you to do is help me, or you're going to have to find somebody to load up a very big preacher and haul them out of here. I need help. I need encouragement. I need some milk. And I know we need meat. Meat is wonderful, but I like just a good cold glass of milk every once in a while. It's refreshing, ain't it? Refresh them. And certain medications will make you faint. Like secular psychology. You know what that is? That's a wrong medicine for what's wrong with you. Dr. Phil, Alcohol. Drugs. One man to the next man. One woman to the next woman. That's the wrong medicine. When you're weary and you're fainting and you're sick, all you got to do just to make yourself pass on completely out is just try to help yourself with the wrong medicine. It will be counterproductive to your body. It won't help you. But then I think about this third word. Wait. Wait. And wait means that it implies that we're waiting on the Lord. It implies patience, trust, and service. What do you mean? You need patience. Listen, you have to have the ability to wait on God with the right spirit as long as it takes. He may not answer the thing like you want him to and when he wants you to, when you want him to, but you have to have patience with him. You have to say, look, this thing didn't start overnight and it may not be fixed overnight, but I'm going to patiently wait upon the Lord. And you trust him. You trust that he's in control and he knows what he's doing. And at any moment he wants to, he can change your circumstances. Any moment he wants to. And then you need to serve him. You say, what do you mean? If I tell you that you need to wait upon the Lord, you know what you do? You wait upon the Lord. You're like, what are you talking about? I need the Lord to fix something. I need the Lord to answer a prayer. I need the Lord to show me what to do. What do I do? You wait upon him. Okay, I am waiting upon him. Yeah, but there's two meanings to that word wait. I wait for the answer. Listen now, this will help you if you get a hold of it. I wait for the answer for him to show me what to do, but I also wait upon him. I do those things that I know that he wants me to do right now, and I be obedient by waiting upon my Lord like a waiter. Like a waiter waiting upon you. I wait and I serve him. I stay in church. I stay in the Bible. I try to serve him. I just be obedient. I be where he wants me to be. And while I'm doing that, praying and waiting and trusting on him, then he'll fix it on his own time. How he wants it fixed. Some scripture, Psalm 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen. He shall strengthen thine heart, the psalmist says. Which brings me to my next word, strength. And you know what that passage says? It says your strength is renewed. Now that means your strength is returned because it used to be there and now it isn't. The word renew means resume after interruption. That's what the word renew means. Resume after interruption. You ever seen that little thing on your steering wheel that says resume? You know what that means? That means you had it set at something like you were going 95 and now the law will come by and you had to back off. And so you hit resume again, so after he's gone, to go 95 again. Nobody in here does that, do they? Don't raise your hand. You know what that implies when it says here, renew, about the Lord renewing your strength? Listen, folks, get a hold of this. It means that there was a time when you had it. And now you don't. Can any of you testify, and you can say, you don't have to lift your hand, but you can say, Brother Dennis, there was a time when I felt strengthened, and I had hope, and I had vision, and I had trust, and I had peace, and I had strength, and I wasn't weary, and I certainly wasn't fainting. But I'm telling you right now, I don't have much hope this morning. And I'm telling you right now, just to be honest with you, Brother Dennis, I feel very, very weak. I feel not just weak physically, but I feel weak emotionally, and I feel weak spiritually. I just feel weak. You know what a weak man needs? He needs strength, and he can only get it from God. He can only get it from God. Maybe you just say, I remember a time when I had a lot of strength. I don't have it right now, though. Psalm 71:9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. He said, when I get old and my strength fails, Lord, don't forget me. Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Your strength is the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And again, Paul, 2 Timothy 4:17, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear it, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Paul said, he strengthened me. You know what some of you need here? You need some strength. How do you get that strength? You wait upon the Lord. What did that verse say? What was the promise this morning, church? Those that wait upon the Lord. That means I'm trusting Him. Even when it doesn't make sense, even when nothing makes sense to me, I don't see how in the world He's going to work this thing out. I'm out. I'm strengthless. I don't have anything left within me to fight. I don't even want to try to fight. And you just, against all reasoning, you just trust Him. But because you know He's done it in the past, why would He not do it now? And you say, I'm going to wait on You, Lord, until You fix it. And until You fix it, I'm going to wait on You by waiting on You, by being a servant to You, being obedient to You, and trusting You to fix the thing in Your good time and the way you want to do it and in Your good pleasure. And then once you get that, what do you have? Now I like these next few words. Then you get the word walk in that passage. Do you recognize what it says? It says walk and not faint. Now, see, you done got bad, man. I'm all the way to the fainting stage. I done fell out. He says, no, once I start strengthening you, watch this now. It's a progression. He says, now you're going to be walking. You're not fainting, you're walking. You know what walking is? Listen, this is what walking is. I'm back in the race. I'm running my race for God. That's what we taught your kids and these kids here yesterday. Run your race for God. I'm back in the race, but I'm just walking. That's okay. That's okay. You've been injured. You've been down. You're incapacitated. Life just beat you down. But you're waiting on the Lord and He's renewing your strength. And now what are you doing? I'm walking. I'm still too wounded to run. But I can get up. I can get up and walk now. So He says, you're going to run and not faint. And then what does He say there in that passage? He says, well, walk and not faint. Then He says this. He says, you're going to run and not be weary. Do you see how you're moving up? He's saying, you were faint. Now you're not. You were weary. Now you're not. You couldn't walk. But I've strengthened you now. Bless God, you can run. Now you're not just in the race. You're competitive. You're running. You're running your race. You're getting your strength back. You're heading on, doing something for God. And then I like the last one. The word mount. Mount up with wings as eagles. Do you know what that is? I'm not just walking. I've got my breath back in me now. I feel a little bit better. I got me a candy bar and a Coca-Cola and my sugar's come back up. They waved it. They got me back up. I sat up for a while. I got my breath. I got my equilibrium balance, you know, my blood pressure stabilizing. I've been walking a little bit now. I can see a little bit of hope now. See a little bit of light now. And I'm going on in it. And God's just continuing to strengthen me, and He's continuing to help me. I'm waiting on Him. Just being patient, Lord. You just fix it how You want to. And now I can run a little bit. I ain't going to run across here and embarrass myself. But now I'm running. But pretty soon, I've waited on the Lord. I've trusted Him. I've watched Him come through. Listen, church, listen. And now I'm not just walking and I'm not just running. Bless God, I'm soaring above it. I've mounted up with wings as an eagle. I'm above it. It's not even fazing me anymore. Do you know what that is? Listen, that's a cycle from the worst to the best. That's a 7-point cycle. It's a Christian starting out weary and beat down by life. And some of you, that's where you at. It's a Christian in here that you've blown it. You made some bad mistakes. And you're not where you're supposed to be, and you don't even really care like you ought to. But now you do. You're thinking about it maybe this morning. And some of you, you've just been through so many hard times here lately, you've just fainted. You fell out. You're incapacitated. You know what the preacher's trying to do for you this morning? You know what I'm trying to do for you this morning? I'm trying to Hey, bud. Hey. Hey. Can you see me now? How many fingers am I holding up? I know you fell out. Just lay down there for a minute. We're going to see what's the matter. Just give me some more water. You all right? You want to set up? Let's set up first. Just come on, just set up. Just be easy. Feel a little bit better now? Okay. Let's stand. The room's spinning. It ain't spinning. Good. Can you walk? Yeah. Okay. You want to run?
Yeah.
Let's run. See how you can run. I'm all right, preacher, now. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get you up.
Amen.
And the only way I can get you up is a promise of God. I can't do nothing for you as a human being. The only thing I can do for you is a promise of God. Sometimes I come in here and preach and you think I'm against you and you think I'm trying to be condescending, I'm trying to be hard. Whether I'm preaching a soft message like this or I'm preaching hard against sin like I do often, it's the same thing every time, church. I'm trying to get you up.
Amen.
Trying to get you up. I'm trying to get you soaring above it. That's a 7-cycle thing. A man starts out weary. He falls out from it. He realizes he's got to wait on God. In the due time, God gives that man or that woman strength. And that man gets it back where he can walk a little bit. Then he's running. And thank God he's soaring above it.
Amen. That's right.
That's complete victory and renewal of God. Is physical, emotional, and most important, spiritual strength for whoever needs it here today. That's God's strength for the weary. Are you weary? Anybody weary here this morning? Have you fainted? Maybe somebody here, you're falling. You can't get up. You need some help. Is there anybody here, you'd be honest, I don't care if you've been saved 25 or 30 years. I don't care if you're a Bible believer now. Don't try to fool me. I know what goes on in man's heart. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care if you teach a class, if you're a deacon, a preacher, or whatever. Flesh is flesh. Are you sitting here this morning and you've just given up hope? God wants to give you strength. You know what he wants to do? Renew that strength. You used to have it, didn't you? And you ain't got it now. Life's beat it out of you. He wants you to wait on the Lord and he can renew your strength. Renew it. Give it back. Maybe more than you've ever had. But you got to wait on them. And you got to trust them. And you got to trust them when your faith is gone. That Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. You got to realize only God can help you and pull you out of this. And maybe you passed out. Maybe you just passed completely out. You just laid out here this morning. Maybe you are completely incapacitated emotionally and spiritually. If you'll trust God this morning, hang on a little bit longer and just wait upon the Lord, you can get up and start walking. You can start running. And you may have came in here incapacitated, out, and leave here this morning soaring with the eagles.
Amen.
Every head bowed and eye closed.